Wild as her on the Harbor's New Country Kicks 95.3. Corey Kent at 4:17 in the studios with me. I have guests. Ow! Hey, yeah, anytime I actually get to have somebody in here with me, I get pretty thrilled. Hey, let's check the mic real quick, make sure we can hear you.
Check, check.
Ah, yeah, there you go. All right, so in the studio with me, I have several people. I'm going to let them introduce themselves, but there is a singer-songwriter showcase happening Friday, and I was so excited because these are all my friends. Well, I have a new friend here, too, but tell me a little bit about who you are and what you're doing here today. What is going on Friday?
So I have a couple...
Well, who are you?
Oh, hi, I'm Megan.
I've known Megan ever since she was little.
Yeah, yeah. My dad and Rick used to play in a band. So
we did.
Yeah, good times. So basically, I have a couple students who I was teaching vocals to, and just their vocal coach, and they both happen to be excellent singer songwriters.
Oh.
And I wanted them to have the opportunity. And then I talked to Will Russell,
mm-hmm.
and he had already been planning like some type of young artist showcase, and we kind of went back and forth. And then we settled on originals only with the local singer-songwriters of Grace Harbor and just giving them an opportunity to share their stuff.
What a great idea. And I love the fact that you're doing this because we have so many great, talented kids and adults here that just
Absolutely.
Don't get a chance for people to hear them. And some great songwriters, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yep. That's really cool. So who's invited to this?
So we are going to have Erica Corbin closing out the show.
Hey, guess what? Erica just walked in.
Yeah.
What? Hello. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, so Erica Corbin is kind of like the main, I don't know, artist. She's kind of our biggest name that we have performing. And then we have some brand new debuts of Kale Kesbu and Belle Tatum. Those are both my students.
Awesome.
Belle is 16, and she is going to be releasing an EP soon. And she's been working with some really great songwriters, I think, back in Nashville. So,
wow.
And then Kale... I'll let him tell his stuff.
All right. This is Kale, everybody. Welcome,
Hello.
Kale. How are you?
Good.
Good. How old are you, Kale?
I'm 11 years old.
11 years old and you're already writing songs?
Yeah, I try.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. So are you going to be performing at this as well?
I will.
Oh, my gosh. This is at 7 o'clock on Friday. Hey, you wouldn't happen to want to like maybe play a little bit of your song for us, would you?
I could.
All right. Here, let me get over here and make sure that we got the mic in the right place. Are you ready? Let's do it. Okay, there we go. Oh, I guess it's going to be where it is. Okay, all right. Are you ready? Let's hear from Kale a little bit. This is a young artist here who is a songwriter. Let's hear what he has.
Tired and wet and cold, trying to find a deer with horns. All of them are does, except for the buck in the corner. Oh, I didn't mean to shoot her, I meant to shoot the one with horns. 20 yards down from where I shot her, the spike was standing, my life was torn, I accidentally shut a doe.
Wow! Dude, that's awesome! Okay, if I had applause here, I would hit the button. And everybody would clap. I know that people out there are clapping for you right now. But make sure you keep your hands on the steering wheel, please, while you're clapping. That's fine. Thank you. Anyway, Kale, that's awesome. That's really cool. And
Thank
I didn't
you.
Know that it was going to be a little humorous, too.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. I like that. That's pretty good. So when did you write that song?
It was the third song I wrote, and it was like a week after I wrote the other two. So
wow, that's really cool.
It's and you're off of a true story.
Although, there you go. I was just going to ask, what inspired you to do that?
Yeah, I was hunting. It was my first animal I ever shot was a doe. And there was 13 deer, and they were in a clear cut. But it was raining really hard, and we couldn't see them very well.
Uh-oh.
And I accidentally shot the wrong deer.
So oh, no!
The song's titled, I Accidentally Shot a Doe. But
yeah, well, there you go. I like the song.
We told the game wardens. We turned ourselves in, and they
Were cool.
Yeah, they took the deer and took it to a charity or something.
Oh, okay, got it. All right. Well, that's pretty cool. Real life stuff right here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back and talk some more about the showcase and what's going to go on. But I'll take a real quick pause and then we'll come back and we'll talk with Erica as well. Sounds good. Ah, this is so cool, you guys. This is such a cool showcase and such an awesome thing that's happening on Friday at 7 p.m. We'll have all the details coming up. One of my favorite things in the whole wide world is to have guests in because I'm all lonely. I'm lonely. Say, oh, poor Rick. Yeah, I know. Well, in the studio with me, from the Singer-Songwriter Showcase that's happening on Friday at 7 p.m. at the Montesano Theater. It's 114 West Marcy. Doors open at 6:30. Lots of great sponsors involved. This is really, really cool. It's going to be a really cool thing. Well, I happen to have another artist. Now, we heard from Kale before, 11 years old, writing music and awesome. And now you all know who this is. It's Erica Corbin. Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Hey, I'm glad. There should be a whole crowd clapping for you right now. Erica, aww, it's always a privilege to talk to you. Usually the loose man gets to talk to you in the morning because, you know, morning shows.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, I get to hang out with you. And yes. Okay, so I have to tell a story before you get introduced, and I've said it before, but
uh-oh,
I remember when you were just starting out writing songs and you were just learning the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when you got your first guitar.
Yes.
That's how old I am.
I love that we go way back. That's
I do
awesome.
Too. Well, you know, that is, it's one of the best things in the whole wide world is to watch somebody start to live their dream, you know? And I remember when the dream was new.
Yeah.
And you are so dedicated to this, this craft of songwriting and performing for people and touching the soul of people. And I just, it's the best ever. So it gives me goosebumps to introduce to you, Erica Corbett.
Aww.
Erica, tell me a little bit about Friday. What's going to go on there? And then maybe you could sing us a song. You have a new project.
I do. Yeah. I'm really excited about Friday. The timing of it is a little bit crazy because we have been doing a Kickstarter campaign and we just got funded last night. So,
red alert.
Yeah, we just got funded last night. And so I'm so excited to be able to announce that we are officially going to be able to put out an album.
Wow, it happened.
So, yes, I am so thankful.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I'm going to share a song from that album. And Friday is going to be really cool because I just think it's so valuable to support the next generation of upcoming songwriters.
And absolutely. If we don't, we won't have anybody.
I know. Well, and these guys are just great. Megan is an amazing teacher. So
she is awesome.
I know. I'm just thankful to be involved. I'm just a small part of it, honestly. Megan and Will are taking this thing and running with it. So
that's
I'm just,
so cool. It's this Friday at 7 p.m. All right. Can you share something off the new project that you're working on, because you have a whole brand new album coming out?
Yes, we do.
And I'm sure you've been working very hard on the whole thing, and now it's funded, least the first part of it.
Yes.
And it's going to be coming out. Oh my gosh,
I know. I'm so excited. So this song is going to be on it. I wrote this one after spending too much time in a big city and realizing, you know, really at heart, I'm just a country girl. So
there you go. All right, here you go. Erica Corbin, Kicks 95.3.
The blacktop, it can be mean. All the horns honking and the tires scream. Always in someone's way. Bunch of people who need a break. Well, that pace is rough, but you gotta keep up if you really wanna be someone. The lights of the city are neat, but my heart belongs in the country. Where's just you and me? This perfect little family with the tall green grass, lakes of glass, your best friends watching your back. The kids can all run free, not worry about a thing. That's where I wanna live my life. Yeah, in the countryside. Yeah, in the countryside. I can don my heels and I can get dressed up, but at the end of the day I ain't afraid of working hard in the mud. When it's just you and me and this perfect little family with the tall green grass, lakes of glass, when the kids leave home they'll want to come back and raise a family. Just how it's meant to be. That's where I wanna live my life. Yeah, in the countryside. Yeah, right here in the countryside. Ooh, in the countryside.
Wow, that is so good. Erica Corbin on the Harbor's New Country Kicks 95.3. What a great song.
Thank you.
Love it. I love your voice, though. I could just kind of like close my eyes and listen to you all day.
Aw, so, thank you.
Very, very
You're
good
so
stuff.
Sweet.
Very cool. So when is this new project coming out?
It's supposed to come out in October. We have a lot of the recordings done, so we're going to be really hustling because we are actually heading south for the winter.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're really hoping to
get it done.
I know. We want to do our CD release party and get it all done before we hit the road.
That is so cool.
That's the plan.
And people can find out more. How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, ericacorbin.com has info and all my social media pages, Facebook, Instagram.
And you're all over the place. We love it. We love it.
Aw, thanks.
Singer-songwriter showcase happening this Friday night. Erica Corbin will be there. Kale, you're going to be there wherever you went. He's around here somewhere. And Megan, you're going to be there, yeah? Mm-hmm. Are you going to talk at all at the showcase?
Yeah.
Come over here. Talk
on the MC.
You're the MC.
Yeah.
Put that right up there on there. There you go. There you go.
There we go.
Oh.
I'll just bend down. We're good.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to be, Will and I are going to be emceeing. And at the end of the show, we're going to do a question and answer the artist so people can ask, you know, what inspired the songs.
Those are my favorite things.
What did they do to get inspired for when they songwrite? But we also didn't mention that Brandon Sandberg is going to be there. Oh. And then Will Russell and Gladys Whitney are going to be doing a duo as well.
I love Gladys.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be so cool.
Yeah. There's going to be a cool stage setup as well.
Oh,
so
this is going to be great. All right. Did you want to mention, it's 6:30. The door's open. Seven o'clock it starts.
Yes.
And do they need tickets?
They do not. Our sponsors paid for all of the tickets. So we already have a ton of people who are saying they're going to be there.
Wow.
The building holds about 200 people comfortably with chairs.
Right.
So if you want to be in there, I highly recommend coming when the doors open.
Right.
Yep, and get in line.
This is great.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Megan, I'm so glad that you got a hold of me and said what was going on because this is such a great thing.
Me too.
Singer-songwriter showcase happening this Friday, September 16th. That's just a couple days away. 7 p.m. in the Montesano Theater, 114 West Marcy. Doors open at 6:30. Be there or be square. Did I say that? I actually said that, didn't I? Oh, my goodness. All right, here you go. Some more music for you on the Harbor's New Country. Kicks 95.3.